Hello everyone and welcome to our January 2022 update. Our first official update of the year. The sick announcement didn't count. We're going to start the year off a little more positively than that. First and foremost, if you're new here, welcome. If you're returning, welcome back. I'm so glad that all of you are here, each and every one of you. Thank you for deciding to indulge in my particular brand of crazy, and Lord knows it seems to get crazier around here every single month. So we'll see what happens. What's been going on in Beautyland? Well, honestly, not a lot. I got my butt kicked this month, guys. That's really all there is to it. I got sick the end of December, right before New Year's, and it's just starting to get better. Like, I'm still getting winded going from the bathroom to the bedroom or to my office. My home office is in the basement, so even going up and down the stairs is still like a challenge. But the good news is I don't feel as gross. My throat doesn't hurt as much. I don't sound as bad. And the fever has gone. So the fever was with me for like 3 weeks. It was awful. I don't know if any of you have ever had a fever for 3 weeks, but after a while, it's just like, wow, this is my life now. I don't know whether I'm hot, I'm cold, I'm up, I'm down, I'm sideways, I'm awake, I'm asleep, I'm tired, I'm not, I'm here, I'm there. It doesn't matter. You just don't know. So that was frustrating. But as I said, the good news is I'm coming out the other side of it. Finally, still sleeping a lot. Still not doing everything that I used to. I'm actually being forced to take some real downtime. Like, I've taken quote unquote downtime before, but this is like going to bed at 9 p.m. downtime. not, you know, sitting up and doing whatever I have to do that's not interacting with people, but like actually going to bed and sleeping. I think I've slept more in January than I did in all of December, November, October, and September of last year combined. Possibly most of the year combined, if I'm being completely honest. That's how much I've been sleeping. So I'm hopeful that this will be just done before long. So we'll keep our fingers crossed. The most frustrating part about this is all the things that I had planned, all of the things that I was so excited to do to kick the year off right, all of it has been put on hold because I just can't. In particular, the writers event was supposed to start this month, a couple weeks ago. The artists event was supposed to start a couple weeks ago. I had to stop and actively take a deep breath to keep speaking. This is just nuts. Anyway, the new Patreon tiers were supposed to be announced by now to take effect February 1st. Well, they're not going to. They're going to be taking effect March 1st. Because I just haven't felt like I've had the time to devote to doing it right, any of it. So the writer's event is like done. It's ready to go. I have the kickoff audio. I have the post ready for here and the subreddit. I have the form ready to go. Like I'm pretty well ready. I was ready for the 15th, but what's not ready is my ability to, you know, host the damn thing. I just don't want to get into a situation where I open the floodgates and say, okay, have at it. And then I start getting messages and stuff from people and I can't respond in good time because that's not fair. It's one thing to say, you know, I need a week or two when I'm dealing with regular messages. I feel bad enough about that. But when it's a time sensitive thing, like an event, that's not cool. So I need to make sure that I'm able to be on top of everything, and I'm just not right now. So my goal, with no promises, but my goal is to have the writer's event and the artist's event launched by the end of February, as long as I'm getting to feel better by then. That is the intention that I've set for myself. That is what I'm working toward by taking the rest as I need it and not forcing myself to do more than I'm physically capable of right now, because I want to do this right. So hopefully in February, fuck, I feel like a broken record on this. Like, I have delayed this thing so many times. People are going to be like, is it actually happening or what? It is. It's just I need to be in the right space for it. And I thought I was, and then the universe said, no, you're not. You need to sleep a whole lot. So the Patreon tiers are a lot of fun. There's two new tiers coming and some changes coming to the existing tiers. So that'll be good, I think. I'm not going to give away too many details right now because I want to keep some surprises. That post will be coming within the next couple of weeks to, as I said, take effect for March 1st. So in February, everything will continue as it is. The one thing I did update was the tier artwork. I created a few images for the new tier, or for the tiers that are new, instead of the black and pink words, because they're just boring. So there are actual artwork images as tier images now. So the new tiers, there's two new tiers coming, some changes coming to the existing ones. Nothing major. Basically, everything I'm doing is based on request. I've taken a lot of the feedback into consideration to figure out what I want to do. So I'm hoping when the time comes, you guys will love what I've come up with. I think there's something for everybody, and every tier is going to be unique in the way it needs to be. So yeah, it should be good. So keep an eye out for that a couple weeks. What else is going on? Oh, I have a website. So I've had a website in development for a while now. I started working with someone, last year. Well, obviously last year, it's only January, but like, I want to say April or May last year, started working with somebody, and then I kind of backed off of it because I wasn't sure what I wanted. And now I've re-engaged the person that's building it, and it's coming together beautifully. My big thing was, did I want to stick with my boring black and pink color scheme? And the answer that I came to was absolutely not. I love the black and pink. I love, you know, how it served me well, and it'll still be a big part of what I do. But the reality is, me as a person, I surround myself with color every chance I get. If I'm having a bad day, rapid fire color is my go-to. Like, I love anything that is like rainbows, bright, happy. It boosts my energy. It boosts my mood. So I want to incorporate more color into everything, as far as my branding goes. So I've been working with this person on the site and what I want in terms of color. And I also don't want a really complicated, fancy site. I literally want something basic. I've actually asked for it to be taken back to basics. What they designed was beautiful, but I didn't want something complicated. I wanted something really simple. So the only thing that I have to decide now is what I want the URL to be. Because my actual username is taken, shocking, by some salon, I think in Texas, if I remember correctly, if that's what the web developer said. So we're throwing around a few different names to make it easy to remember and accessible. So I have to come up with that. But it's going to be really cool because I'm looking at some hosting options for my content. Like, I love the idea of having everything in one place, and I've got a few things up my sleeve in terms of platforms that I think y'all are going to like, and it'll all be tied to the new website when it's ready to go. I'm told I should be able to share something by the end of March, as long as I get my ass in gear about the artwork that I want. I've created some of it, and obviously the artist's event is going to be part of it as well. But the new logo design and that, I haven't finalized. I have some options to look through, but I haven't finalized exactly which one I want yet. So it's coming, but it's exciting because this whole year I just want to revamp the entire brand. My whole goal for 2022 is to get back to creativity. I want to focus on being innovative, on just having fun again. I've been thinking about what to do for March, because March 13th is my 2-year anniversary of my first audio. And I've been thinking about what to do to celebrate, because it's a big deal. I mean, 2 years, shit, that's a long ass time, to be posting. And I'm rounding out on like 250 audios. This is crazy data to me. So I've been sort of looking back over everything and thinking about what I want to do to celebrate. And I think one thing that I miss is how exciting everything was when I first started. You know, reading through script offers and just getting excited at the fact that these were out there and I got to just read them and fill them and do what I wanted with them, right? Like, nobody was giving me direction and I got to call the shots and I got to add sound effects where I wanted to. And I wasn't sure at first if I was allowed to do that because I didn't hear a lot of that going on. I probably wasn't listening to the right people, let's be honest, but I, you know, it wasn't something I was fully aware of. And I was so excited to try new things and push my own skill set and see what I could do. I don't feel like that all that often anymore. I almost feel like I've come to a point where my content is very meticulously planned. Even my improvs, like I know exactly what I need, what tags I need to hit, where everything needs to fit, what platforms I'm going to put things on, all that kind of thing. Like, I feel like it's very structured now, and it doesn't feel like it has the same excitement, the same fun, that it used to. So my whole goal this year is to get back to that. I want to create new things. I want to try new things. I want to play. And I'll be honest, Patreon is where I'm going to do most of that because it's a safer space creatively for me. Thanks to you all being so amazing, just putting it out there. If you guys weren't as epic as you are, I would not feel as creatively safe here as I do. So thank you for that. But yeah, that's the goal. So we'll see how that goes. So the website will be coming, the events will be coming, the new tiers will be coming. And hopefully I will not want to sleep 20 hours a day by, you know, this time next month. That's my hope. Other than that, I don't really have too much to say. I might not have too much of a public presence in February. I'm kind of pulling back to reevaluate a few things in terms of content, just because I haven't had a chance to make a whole lot in January for February. So I have to look and see what I'm capable of. So I may be quiet publicly for a bit. Patreon obviously will not be affected. Y'all will get the audios that you're supposed to get, but I may not be around Reddit as much just because I haven't had a chance to make the content because my voice has been screwed up and I haven't been feeling well. So if you don't see me around there, don't worry, don't panic. I'm still there. I'm just sort of regrouping and getting my shit together. So yeah. Other than that, I always feel like I spend so much time talking about me. I don't like this. I want to maybe look at doing live updates in like a Discord server. I will not have a full Discord server, but maybe just a Discord server specifically for this, just for patrons. And then we'll record it and I'll post it for anybody that couldn't be there. But then I can interact because I hate feeling like I'm talking to myself and only about myself. Like, this is, it's odd. I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but I hope everybody else is doing well. I hope y'all are having a really great start to the year. I hope you're all staying safe and healthy. I know shit's sideways as usual. I mean, is this not the norm lately? But for everybody that's struggling, my heart goes out to you. I'm sending positive vibes your way. Lots of love, lots of light. It will get better. I feel almost cliche saying that, but it's not a cliche. It's very true. You always have a place here, and I know I haven't been around as much, but I will be, and I am, so please feel like you have a safe place here, because you do. And everybody, I hope that you're taking care of yourselves, taking care of each other, and that's it for me, guys. I gotta go back to bed. So I will talk to everybody next month. Bye, guys.